We've got officers studying CCTV footage and also speaking to local residents. And it's to those local residents that I'd like to say a big thank you, because there's been a tremendous response. And we have now been provided with additional information, which has enabled us to follow several lines of inquiry. One in particular involves a small light or silver car that we believe was parked near to Arthur's home address, either in Pleasantfield Road or perhaps Oswald Road, between 10:30 and 11:30. On Wednesday evening. We've reason to believe that there was more than one occupant in this vehicle, and we are really keen to speak to those individuals. So I would say if anyone has any knowledge of this vehicle or perhaps saw it in the area on Wednesday the 19th, please come forward and speak to us. We've also been given some information that would suggest that there was a number of people walking near to Arthur's home address. And there's two local pubs in the area. There's the Pleasantfield Inn and there's the Carlton Hotel. And it may be that it's been some patrons leaving these pubs and walking along these streets. And if so, I'd be keen for anyone who was walking in this area between 10:30, 11:30 on Wednesday to get in touch with us. One line of inquiry is focusing on tracing the occupants of this silver vehicle who we believe were at or near Arthur's home address at this time. Any death where there is not an apparent medical cause is treated as unexplained by Police Scotland. Now, sometimes it takes some time for us to carry out the initial inquiries and also to get some medical information. So it wasn't until there was a post-mortem examination carried out that the full extent of Arthur's injuries became clear, and then the murder investigation began. There is additional patrols being put in the area, additional uniformed patrols. But over and above that, there's a substantial team of detective officers who, whilst they're based at Kilmarnock, have pretty much been camped in the Prestwick area. And they've been going out, speaking to local residents, to local shopkeepers, trying to see if anyone could provide us with additional information, but also providing some reassurance that the police presence is there in the area and that we're here to help, and if anyone needs to speak to us, they can. I think it's important to stress that whilst we are making this appeal, which has a specific target of the lighter silver coloured car and one or more occupants within, it's just one of the lines of inquiry that we've got. The inquiry is a fairly early stage, and the substantial number of officers, detective officers based at Kilmarnock, are following several lines. So whilst the silver car is important, we don't have enough information yet to say that it's the only line of inquiry, and we're keeping all options open. I think the only thing we can say is that Arthur was a frail man in his 60s, and he had difficulty with mobility, and he walked with a walking stick and a Zimmer, and he was assaulted in his own home. So as for the motive of the attack, it's still too early to say, but we're certainly not ruling anything out. And the substantial team of officers based at Kilmarnock are working on all aspects of Arthur's life to try and determine why this happened and who was responsible.